Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Chavov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvov on the base at the beginning of the third Perek Arbo Achim. Arbo Achim, Shnaim Mehem Nesuim, Shtei Achios, Umesu, Anesuim, Esa Achios, Ve'elecholfus, Ulamis Yabdomis, and Kodmu, Konsu, Yetziu. If two of four brothers were married to sisters, and these two died, the widows do chalitza and not yibum. If they did yibum, they must be divorced. Rebbeleza says that Beishamay allow them to stay married, whereas Beishilel say that they must be divorced. And the Gemara says, Elu arbo achim shnayim mehem nesuim shtei nachuyos shema einan mesyab mois. The Gemara asks that if two of four brothers were married to strangers, did the widows not do Yibam? Why is it different if they were married to sisters? Shnihi hachashish by Issa Achyes. The Gemara answers that here is different because it's an Issa of sisters. Achyes zukukase. Me'atala yehi sviichoise menu chalitza. If so, they shouldn't need chalitza. Amud matanya al yedei zika ve'im by Issa Achyes beruis. Rav Masanya answered that the Issa is through zika, the Issa of sisters, Achyes zukukase, is not so clear, meaning strong enough to exempt without chalitza. Tamanta ninan, shemiras yavam shekidish, achiv esachosa, meshum of yuda, ben beseiro amu, oimim lehamtein, adjiyasim aser. There's a Mishnah that says a shemiras yavam, a woman is waiting to yibam, if a yavam's brother, let's call him Levi, was mekadish, her sister, in the name of yuda ben beseiro, they said that we tell Levi to wait until his brother does an action, mean either yibam or chalitza. Also, achim oikonsu, yichnois, Mesa Yavam Yechnois Mesa Yavam Moitzias Ishtoi Baget Vez Ishis Ochiv Bechalitza. One of the brothers did Chalitza or married him, did Yibam, Levi may marry his Arusa. If the Yavama died, he may marry his Arusa. If the Yavam died, he divorces his wife with the get and does Chalitza to his brother's wife. Yama Ela Mesa Yavimtoi Mutab Ishtoi. But Mesa Ishtoi also Yavimtoi. It says only that if his Yavama died, he's permitted to his wife with Yerusa. But if his wife died, he's forbidden to his Yavama. Amav Yochanan zu divrei Rebelaza. Avad divrei Chachamim, mesa yivimtoi muta, veishtoi, mesa ishtoi muta yivimtoi. Rav Yochanan said that these are Rebelaza's words, that the Chachamim say that if his Yavama died, he's permitted to his wife. If his wife died, he's permitted to his Yavama. Divrei Chachamim kol davar shuva machmas agurim, the Chacham say that any matter, I mean any issa that comes due to a cause, means that the Yavama was forbidden to Levi due to her sister's kiddushin, that when the cause is batel, the issa is batel. Rebbeleza holds that even when the cause is batel, the issa is in its place. V'yosi b'Rabbi Chanina bar koymi v'yechanan hachad ama meisi v'imtoi muta b'ishtoi. Mesa ishtoi muta bivimtoi vahta mahachin. Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina asked Rav Yochanan, here you say that if his Yavama died, he's permitted to his wife. If his wife died, he's permitted to his Yavama. And here in our Mishnah you say this. It means after a brother does chalitza to one, the other is no longer achayis zukukose. The cause is batal, so the issa to do yibam with the other should be batal as well. Amalei eni yedeya tam achayos ma'ahein. Rav Yochanan said, I don't know the reason for the Chachamim in the Mishnah of sisters. Since the Yavama was forbidden, why is she permitted afterwards? Amar Bizoa, Amar Bichia, b'shem Rav Yochanan, eni yedeya tam achayos ma'ahein. And Rav Zoa, quoting Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yochanan, says, again supporting that, says, I don't know the reason for that Mishnah of sisters. Rav Yabba, Rav Chia, b'shem Rav Yochanan, Ein yedeya tam achayos yavamos ma'ahein. Other quoting Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, I don't know the reason for our Mishnah of sisters who are yavamos. The one who fell to yibum first was initially permitted, she should return to be permitted. Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yassa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, le'deme isa achayos yavamos, le'isa achayos she'enan yavamos. So the first answer we have is Rabbi Lau quoting Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the isa of sisters who are yavamos is unlike the isa of sisters who are not yavamos. Amabi Yumia Tipote Shinofal Habayis al Shneim Kaachas. Rabbi Yumia gave a second answer. The case is that the house fell on both brothers, and they died at once. Neither Yevoma was initially permitted. Rabbi Yosef bar Imbush and Nochal Habayis al Shnehem Keachas, Bedam Rabbi Yochanan Eini Yedeya Tam Achiris Yevomas Mahu, Ela Bashemesa Zechazer. Rabbi Yosef objected, he said, if the house fell on both of them at once, would Rabbi Yochanan have said that I don't know the reason for sisters of Yevomas? Rather, they must have died one after the other. Having by Mema, Ma Sricha Rabbi Yochanan Mesa Hashnia, Lama Eina Mutta Bereshoina, Avle Mesa Bereshoina, Eosa Bashnia. He wanted to say that Rabbi Yochanan asked if the second died, why is he not permitted to the first? However, if the first died, he understands why he's forbidden to the second, for she was forbidden when she first fell. Am Rabbi Yehuda, he da, tzichele, v'leith zika klum. Rabbi Yehuda objected and said both of these are the same. He asked about both of these. Zika is nothing, means it's not strong enough to forbid even after one of the Yevomas died. Only if, when she fell, she was forbidden due to a strong issa, she's forbidden forever. Elo shlesha achim, shnaim, me'av, v'le me'im, shnaim, me'im, v'le me'av, meis, v'noi shal av, tachila, v'le hispik ashini lachlit, so v'yabem, ashe meis, v'noflu, v'nei achiv, me'imoi, shema'ein amutaba. And the sources, if there are three brothers, two, let's say Reuben and Levi are paternal, but not maternal brothers, and two, let's say Levi and David are maternal, but not paternal brothers, and then Reuben died, and before Levi could do chalitza or yibim, he died, and she fell, so to speak, to his maternal brother, David. Is she not permitted to him? His chalitza and yibim don't apply because there's no living paternal brothers. We should say, im tema zika klum yei asa ba mishum eishes achiv me'imai. If you say that zika is something that means an issa remains even after zika is batel, he should be forbidden to her due to his maternal brother. It means when she was zakuka to Levi, it's as if she was married to him. Rather, zika is nothing after death. Ma'u shehila tzara. If two sisters fell to yibim from two brothers, what's the law if one of them has a tzara? Zika suffices to forbid the sisters to forbid the tzara. Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Avina tal v'chayme. Ma im achayis chalitzasa yikushay medivreyim nosin lachacham tzara. But Pilar answered that a Kavachayma teaches that it's Asa. Achayis Chalut Sasei, which is Midrabanan, Chacham gave to her an Issa on her Tzara, on her co-wife. Here that there's an Issa of sisters, Achayis Chalutzasei, all the more so. This shows that Zika is Midraisa. Bitoi Pshitalach Shiehi La Tzara. His daughter, obviously she has a Tzara. And the meaning of this is that if one of these sisters was elva to a yavam, it's as if she did not fall, so he may do yibam with her sister. Similarly, if a tzara of a sister was the yavam's daughter or another elva, that sister is like a tzara's elva, and it's as if she did not fall, so the other sister may do yibam. Bum bachia b'shem Rabbi Avina, tani taman chalsa ha-tzareis, niftua achiais, chalsa achiais, or niftua tzareis. Rabbi Bachia, quoting Rabbi Avina, said that it was taught there that the tzaras of the sisters did chalitza, the sisters were exempted. If the sisters did chalitza, the tzaras are not exempted, since the sisters were forbidden to do yibim their chalitza as parcel. The kama dat amar cholz tzaris niftu achiris, but the kavasar afilu cholz achiris niftu tzaris. We ask, well, just like you say that if the tzaras did chalitza, sisters are exempted, even though the tzaras may not do yibim because since these sisters are also, they are like Elvan, so the Tzaras are like the Tzaras Elvan. You should simply say that if the sisters did Chalitza, the Tzaras are exempted. Elak of Yechim Menui, the answer is that this is like of Yechim Menui. Of Yechim Menui, I met Bob and Iskan Shehu Tzaras, Cholzes, Olemis Yabmais. Of Yechim Menui said, let's enact that the Tzaras do Chalitza and not Yibam. Veskinu, Lekain Tani, Leispiku, Laskin, Achi Nishtra Hashar. The Gemara says, was this enacted? Wasn't it taught that they were unable to enact it before the opportunity was lost? Elik beishamai, beishamai matirin es asorois la'achim. Others like beishamai, who permit the sorois to the brothers. Amar Pinchas kami Rabbi Yosi, inka beishamai, which would say, afilu chodzu ha'achios yiftu ha'sorois. Pinchas said to Rabbi Yosi that if it's like beishamai, even if these sisters did chalitza, the sorois should be exempted, since they hold that if the sisters did yibim, they remain married. It's as if they're proper to do yibim. And the brother said in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai say that if they did Yibim, they keep their wives. Beis Hillel say they divorce them. Have we trained Tanaim
Inun al the Beis Shammai, Chadama Cholsu, they should say Achiyos Niftu Tzoyis, Vachonama Cholsu Achiyos Lei Niftu Tzoyis. Now, so the two Tanaim argue about Beis Shammai's opinion. One says that if the sisters did Chalitza, the Tzoyis are exempted, and the other says that the sisters did Chalitza, the Tzoyis are not exempted.